Welcome to the Cosmic Current Podcast. Numerologist.com is your number one source for personalized readings, numerology reports, and weekly forecasts that decode the most remarkable and mystifying cosmic events ahead. Enjoy this edition of the Cosmic Current.
Hi, I'm Bridget, founder of Bidi Tarot, the online learning community for people who love to read tarot and who want to connect with their intuition on a daily basis. I'm here today with the monthly tarot forecast for August 2017. And as always, I'll be looking at the blessings, the challenges, and the actions for this month so that you can make the most out of the upcoming month. Now, this month I've chosen the Lumina Tarot, as you can see here, for our deck. This is such a gorgeous deck. It's created by Inner Hue, or Lauren at Inner Hue, and it's a really modern, just vibrant looking deck, and you'll see with the cards that we've drawn. Okay, so let's start with the blessings, and we have the King of Pentacles. Now, if you are working on a business venture this month, or anything to do with kind of your finances, your career, your work, your business, anything tangible that you're putting out there, the King of Pentacles shows you that you are now reaching that final stage of fulfillment. This is kind of like, you know, you are really getting into that king space, that really masculine energy where you're like, yes, I've done this. And, you know, particularly around money and finances and career, you'll be seeing a lot of success in that area. So really make the most of it. Now, when it comes to challenges, it's an interesting one. We have the Hermit again. Now, we had this last month as well with the Fountain Tarot, a very different feel to the card. Take a look at this one. And it's this beautiful woman walking through what looks like a desert. And to me, this is about staying true to your inner truth. So what can often happen is that we get kind of lost in the world by listening to the opinions of others and thinking that what other people think you should be doing with your life is the right way. But we start to find that actually that is makes us lose our way. And here with the Hermit, you're being asked to come back to your inner truth. That's really your challenge and your opportunity at the same time is to come back to your inner truth. Trust that what you know on an intuitive level is the right way for you to go. Okay, so let's now focus on our actions or recommended advice for this month. And we have the Three of Wands. Now, I love this card. How beautiful is it? So it's almost like we've got our third eye here and the full spectrum of energy. And what I see of this is that you are surrounded by this opportunity for expansion and growth and development this month. And even better is when you are in full alignment with your sort of full energy and your intuition, because we know the third eye, you know, placed here is very much about the intuition. And I see that again with the Hermit and with the King of Pentacles. If we can take our masculine energy of, you know, really staking a claim and being very much in the physical world and our success in that place, and we can match it up with our own inner source of truth, and we've got more of the feminine energy happening here, then that's where we can create this beautiful alignment so that more growth and development can happen. The Three is kind of where you've taken like the two, almost like a couple, and you've now introduced a third element to it. And it's that space of creativity, and the Wands very much about the spark, the inspiration, the motivation, the energy, and doing that in alignment with your intuition. That is where the absolute magic is. So as you're thinking about August, what I want you to be thinking about is, yes, you're creating success in the material world. Now, how can you leverage that success in the material world and integrate it with your soul calling, your inner truth, your alignment to the universe, and then bring all of that together and create that amazing amount of growth? This is a powerful month, that is for sure. So have an awesome month, and I look forward to connecting with you again very, very soon. Bye for now.
Thanks again for tuning in to this edition of The Cosmic Current. Hit subscribe for the latest forecasts and wisdom from our expert panel of numerologists, astrologers, and divination teachers from around the world. And for your own personal reading, just head to numerologist.com.